time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed welcoming you to a podcast review. Now, this is where we take past programs, take some of the highlights out, and put them together for you to listen, and maybe give you an opportunity to go back and listen to them on our podcasts at the website. Without wasting any more time, let's get right into the program and start with one of my personal favorites, Kelly Coleman from Blessings for Obedience. Let's join Sandra now with the interview with Kelly Coleman.
We're here today with Kelly Coleman, the founder and director of Blessings for Obedience Ministry, located in Midland, Texas. Could you tell the listeners what Blessings for Obedience does?
Our original vision was a clear directive from God. This was 22 years ago. We were on a mission trip in Jamaica, walking through the country and ministering in various places, but God made it very clear that there was disunity in the body of Christ and that we couldn't function. You know, we just can't be the body of Christ and present Jesus in a clear way to the world when we're disjointed. The Lord showed us we could use amateur radio as kind of a needle and thread to begin to sew ministries together that were working in remote areas of the world, rural areas. And we began a network of Christian ham radio operators and missionaries, and that began to build unity among us. We would not even share very rarely what denomination we were with. We would just encourage each other to cross the miles through ham radio, through shortwave, and that's how we began our ministry, and it opened up a lot of contacts with other ministries. It was just a little step in faith, and when God speaks, just stand on it. Know that He'll take care of the details. He'll bring the people, the resources. You know, I'm sharing your testimony in a way, Sandra. You know, you've seen it happen.
Oh, yes.
Don't despise the day of small beginnings, because God will certainly multiply it.
Yeah, it's just taking one step at a time and not thinking that you have to have it all figured out ahead of time, right?
Amen. That's right. That's part of the joy of it. You know, see what God's going to do that day. God's reminding me. It's always a learning process, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We don't always have it figured out, but we're sinners saved by grace. And just be led by God's Spirit. Stay in His Word.
And don't be
led astray by the lies of the enemy. He's always shouting at us, trying to discourage us. But just keep on keeping on.
You know, it's so much more exciting when you don't have it all figured out, because God comes in and He does wonderful things that you never expected in a greater way than you ever could have imagined. And you really know that you're walking hand in hand with the Lord.
That's right. You know, if you try to figure it out intellectually, you're just going to diminish what God has for you.
Again, if you're interested in hearing the complete interview with Kelly Coleman, go to friendships.org and look up the date for 7/11/08.
This is Sandra and Don Tipton from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And we're very excited today to have with us a friend from many years ago that we met in Riga, Latvia, Boris Iofis. We met Boris first 16 years ago when he lived in Riga, Latvia. And we had a ship called the Spirit that we had taken on a mission to what was then the Soviet Union. Boris, do you remember that first day we arrived in the port of Riga?
Yes, I remember those days like it happened yesterday. It was so unusual time, and it's impossible to forget.
You brought us news that morning of a very unusual event, didn't you?
Yes. The news was absolutely incredible. The news was that these Communist Party hardliners, they were fighting and they didn't want to give independence. That's what they considered disintegration of Soviet Union. So they decided at some point that it was too much freedom already. And that morning, that was the day of this historical coup. It was August 19th. And that morning, I didn't know much again, because I took all the morning from home and went to that ship because I knew people were waiting for me. But even I noticed in the morning ballet on TV. And everybody in Soviet Union knew by that time, if ballet is shown on TV instead of regular programming, something bad happens for Soviet Union. It was common sign. I didn't know what exactly is going on, but some authority in the port told me that it is cool.
When we found out that President Gorbachev had been kidnapped or killed or something, we didn't know what had happened to him, right?
Yes, exactly. We didn't know what's happened, but later we learned that he was on a vacation in Ukraine. But at that day, when I came to the ship, I noticed that the Soviet submarine was kind of submerged next to the spirit ship, so that the way out to the sea was cut for that ship.
You know, we never been to the Soviet Union before, so we didn't know what was normal and what wasn't, but
yeah.
It did seem like to us there was an awful lot of military around, and we weren't aware of what was happening yet when we first sailed in. And then you remember across the channel from us was a military ship, and all night long they would search us with their searchlights. Let's tell the listeners what happened. I think it was after 3 days that the coup was defeated. Is that right?
It was the fate of this coup was decided in Moscow, and we were just happy that it happened that way.
It was a very historic time.
Yes, absolutely.
You are listening to Radio Friendships from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
We're here today with Kenton Moody. He is the international director of a fabulous humanitarian aid organization called Convoy of Hope. I know that some of our listeners are familiar with Convoy, especially since you were such a great part of helping in the aftermath of Hurricane Rita right here in Southwest Louisiana. But for people who are not familiar with the work of Convoy of Hope, could you just give us a brief overview of the vast work that you do?
The organization that works both in the United States and overseas, and has been doing that since 1994, and responding to the others, also working with the poor in urban settings in the U.S., and then overseas we're doing relief and development work, and have been active in more than 100 countries in the past 10 years. We're bringing people together and facilitating them, mobilizing churches and agencies, even like the Lions Club or the Rotary Club. And, you know, you have fraternities and sororities from universities that get involved, and even boys and girls that get involved and go out and volunteer to serve the poor. And this volunteer basis comes together on one day of outreach, but the idea is to connect people who have long-term needs into churches and agencies that can help them to get out of their cyclical poverty and move on with their lives, maybe help them with life issues as far as habits, or it may be people that are not able to see a physician. They don't have the money or don't have insurance. We're able to provide them screening and can connect them into a medical circle that can provide some care for them. And it's a way to show God's love in a tangible way.
If you have any questions about Friendships Unlimited, please call our number at 337-433-5022.
We're so happy that you joined us today, because we're here visiting with Murray Douglas, Friendships Director of Disaster Relief. Murray, could you tell the listeners, what is disaster relief?
Disaster relief is helping those that have been affected by a natural disaster, both here in the US, and we do quite a bit of work in Central America and the Caribbean. And we do a lot of the support behind the scenes type work as well.
Can you tell our listeners, what is RAMP?
RAMP is our Relief Apprenticeship Missions Program, where we take young people that are really still searching for what God has planned for them, but have a desire to do missions of some sort. We have the kids work alongside us, and we teach them a lot of what we do, a lot of it by example, by showing them how we do it and having them work alongside us. But also it's a time of seeking God to find what He has planned for them. We found a lot of 18, 19-year-olds have, straight after high school, they get caught into the system of moving on to other things. A lot of them will go on to college because that's the thing that all of their friends are doing. A lot of them will just find a job at McDonald's or whatever plant their parent happens to be working at without really having a plan for their own lives. We just try to help them by challenging them to seek God to find out what His plan for their life is. Some of my biggest regrets that I have are from times when I've, out of frustration, have walked away from what I knew was God's purpose. And I found that sometimes a year or 2 years later, I'm back at that point again, having to face and deal with those same issues that 2 years ago I ran away from.
That's and correct. I think one of the most exciting experiences that people have when they come to Friendships is to be part of a faith community where we're not counting our pennies to see if we can do something, but we're being led as good as we possibly can by the Spirit to go in a direction, and we just go. and then we let the Lord do His thing and everything else falls into place. And I think that's it's special about here. There are many other places that are based on faith, I'm sure. But we actually go out there and do giant things because of the Lord's great mercy, not because any of us are capable in any way or worthy in any way, but only because we're here saying, Lord, we want to do what you want us to do. We're not going to be controlled by the world or the assets to be able to accomplish it. We're going to go until we hit the wall, and then we're going to see if you open the wall.
Once again, we encourage you to visit the website at www.friendships.org. Now, why do we encourage you to do that so often? For one thing, it is an incredible source of information about the many facets of Friendships Unlimited. But also, another wonderful feature about the website is you will find applications there that you can download from anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, to fill those out and mail those off to Friendships Unlimited. Go check it out.
We are very honored and excited to have as our guest today Mr. Bob Brock, who's the mission representative of one of the most important, vital ministries around today, Voice of the Martyrs. What is Voice of the Martyrs?
Voice of the Martyrs is an organization that was founded by Pastor Richard Wormbrand. Pastor Wormbrand spent over 14 years in Romanian prison for his faith, and he wrote the book Tortured for Christ. And we exist as a mission, very simply, to serve the persecuted church through practical and spiritual assistance while leading Christians in the free world into fellowship with them. Around the world, we have many brothers and sisters who are facing severe persecution. More Christians, it has been said, have been killed for their faith in the 20th century than in all other centuries combined. Over 200 million Christians now face possible persecution in over 40 countries around the world.
Wow, it's hard to believe, but it's going on every single day.
It wasn't in biblical times, it's happening today, and they didn't deny their faith. They continued on, and that's an encouragement.
It puts our struggles in perspective, doesn't it?
I guess one of the things I want to say is, if any of your listeners have ever had a problem where nobody understands, nobody cares, their family, their friends, their fellow workers, they're discouraged, they feel all alone, they feel isolated, and then someone comes up and wraps their arm around them and tells them that Jesus loves them and Jesus hasn't forgotten them, it brings encouragement.
Absolutely.
And that's what the Voice of the Martyrs does to those that have been persecuted for their faith. Philippians 1:29 says, "For it is granted unto you on behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him." Think about it. What happened to the disciples? Did they become healthy, wealthy, prosperous with new cars, houses, lands, and businesses? No. Tradition tells us they were stabbed, stoned, speared, crucified upside down, and beheaded for their faith. And yet they were victorious. And yet they were victorious.
What an amazing ministry. With us today is Ann Reed, a full-time staff member here at Friendships. And let's start by talking about how you joined Friendship.
I was facilitating a small group at our church, and we had three ladies that walked in one night that I hadn't met before that had been going to our church for a while. And actually, God had been leading me in this direction for a long time, and I knew that there was something coming up that was life-changing for me. I just knew inside myself, but didn't know what it was. And He just used those ladies to just really be a witness and used her to lead me in this direction.
And what type of work do you do here at Friendships?
I kind of wear three different hats. I work on the medical side of things. I work with the pharmacy and the personnel side of getting the team together for the medical missions. And then also basically whatever is needed. And also work with the Totes of Hope project.
What is that?
It's a project that we're doing on Saturday that involves the local community and just gives them an opportunity to come in and be a part of what is done here at Friendships.
Of course, there's a scripture about if we give clothes, water, or food to one who's in need, that it's like we're doing that for the Lord Himself. I mean, that is so profound, and it's so hard to really grasp, I think, but how many of us that are Christians don't want to do all that we can for Jesus, for what He's done for us? We never can repay Him, but whatever we can do, we want to do. And He tells us how to do it, by giving to one in need. That's giving to Him. So this is a way to do that in a very real way, folks. And how did you become a Christian?
I grew up in kind of a Christian family. There was a lot of instability and stuff growing up. And I just decided when I was a teenager, I just had a turning point that didn't really want to be a part of that anymore. And I went through a period in my life where I was really agnostic. And after I gave birth to my first child, I was questioning God, and I couldn't experience that miracle without saying, there has got to be a God. And I remember saying to God, if you're real, then I want to know you and show yourself to me. And he did over a period of years, but it was through a lot of pain.
Now the Lord has brought you around and restored lots of things in your life.
Right. Beautifully.
We need to take just a short break here to listen to an important message from Sondra Tipton.
It's time for evaluation here at Radio Friendships, and we would really appreciate your help with letting us know if you're listening. So if anyone would like to help us with this, we'd really appreciate it by you sending an email to radio@friendships.org or calling our office at 337-433-5022. And just saying, yep, I'm listening. We don't need your name. We don't need your phone number. We don't need your email address. You won't be put on any kind of list. We just want to know, hey, I'm out there. I'm listening and I'm enjoying your show.
That number to call is 337-433-5022. And don't forget to mention the station that you heard us on. And now back to our podcast review of past programs on Radio Friendships. Our guest with us here today in the studio is Pastor Joseph Banks of Living Word Christian Center. Welcome to Radio Friendship.
Well, Jeff, it's good to be here, man. Such a pleasure. It's almost like a little home for me. It's a place to just to come, just to support you guys, and just to see the fantastic work that you guys are doing, not only in this area, but throughout the nation and throughout the world.
But that's also true, we could say it's a characteristic of your church.
Yeah, you know, God has really been blessing Living Word Christian Center, basically a new ministry to this area. We came here about 6.5 years ago and started from scratch with 3 members, my wife, myself, and my little boy.
Wow.
And we were faithful, and we believe that even when we were preaching to 3 members, we were preaching to 300. And
yeah,
we stayed faithful, and God began to send the increase, and we've seen ourselves grow tremendously, numerically, spiritually, in every area. And we just thank God that His hand is upon us, and as we grow, He continues to birth new ministries out of our church. And we just want to be a blessing to the community, to the city, as well as to the state and the nations.
Well, it does seem like Living Word is very involved in, it's not just a gathering of the saints, it is a training up and sending out of believers into the community, into the world.
Yes, most definitely, Jeff. And, you know, we find that's what we are to be doing. We are to teach, to train, and eventually release. That's my philosophy,
yeah,
is to take people in and to teach them the Word of God, train them how to understand the ethics of ministry. And then once they are mature and grown in the ministry, I believe it's time to release them so they can go out there and do the work of the ministry.
You're listening to Radio Friendships. Next up is Don Piper, the author of 90 Minutes in Heaven, as he recalls for listeners his fatal automobile accident.
And on a Wednesday morning, I'm headed back to my church. It was a cold, rainy January morning in 1989, and not 10 minutes, I was crossing a rural, narrow bridge, and a tractor-trailer truck, an 18-wheeler, crossed the center stripe and hit me head-on, crushed the car with me in it, and I was killed instantly, fatality. 4 different sets of emergency medical technicians pronounced me dead on the scene, and during the time I was pronounced dead, and I was indeed dead here on Earth, I was standing at the gates of heaven. So that lasted about 90 minutes, so I didn't have a near-death experience. I was really actually deceased, and then I had a chance to glimpse heaven and know just how real it is.
Yeah, well, why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, heaven is the most real thing I've ever experienced, and there really were gates made of pearl. There really was a street made of gold. There were people who surrounded me, who greeted me at the gates, were people who helped me get there, and they were all magnificent in their appearance, without scars, without blemishes, without age. And I've got lots of scars on me, but I didn't have any in heaven. Nobody has scars in heaven except Jesus, to remind the rest of us of how we got there.
Well, today we have a couple that came down from Tyler, Texas, Arla Phelps and Mike Stockton. People don't look outside of themselves for personal joy in serving other people. Obviously, something happened in each of your lives to change that mindset or change that attitude. Let's start with you, Mike. How did you come to know the Lord?
Oh, it's so exciting. On a Sunday morning, I was working on a drilling rig, and we were trenching around the rig, and the operator swung the boom around, and it caught my insulated coveralls and pulled me into the machine, tore me apart. And I was trapped in the machine, and I remember praying because I thought, you know, this was how it felt to die. You've heard of people say, well, I thought of my family, and I thought of this and that, and I just had a great, great sense of regret. But the whole time the Lord had me, and He just loved me so much that He put this back in me. He put the Holy Spirit back in me.
But the Lord, He came back into my life August 28th of last year. I had been injured in 98. I broke my back in four places, and He put my legs back under me. The Lord did. He gave the doctors the knowledge to put my back back together. I was driving a truck, and I was shutting the doors on a trailer, on an 18-wheel trailer, and the door broke, fell on me, and crushed my back in four places. And they reconstructed my back, my hips. I was trying to appease the pain with alcohol and prescription drugs and street drugs and anything else I could find. The Lord has really done great works in my life since then. I believe that He had things for me to do.
You know, the world is constantly trying to redefine what our values are, and especially in the way of family today. We have a great example of family that is standing against that redefinition that the world is trying to put in the way of family. We have Tommy and Sherry Waller. First of all, welcome everybody.
Yeah. Thank you.
Glad to be here.
How many kids total are in here?
There's 11. 7 boys and 4 girls, 22 to age 4.
Why don't we talk to you first, Tommy? Since you're the head of the household, how did this all start?
Wow, that's a good question. Thought that we would probably have, and never really talked about it though, but thought that we would have, you know, 2 or 3 children. But our third ended up being 3 and 4. So we began to ponder, you know, the whole family thing, and actually was, we never even considered the idea of letting God really control that part of our lives. And I think it's not something that most families think about now, is letting God control that and be in charge of that. It's kind of a foreign idea. And we were faced with that. So the Lord really convicted us. We very kind of black and white people in our walk. And so Sherry and I prayed about it. And we said, you know, God is a last minute God, and He had other plans for our family. And we begin to just let God have control of that, and we've been tremendously blessed. It's something that I think in our community, in our society in America, that's just not realized what a joy it is to have a large family. And the other joy is just letting God do what He wants to do with us, and that's an amazing thing.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Radio Friendship as we took a look back on some of our past programs. We would do our very best to continue bringing you God's story lived out through our brothers and sisters from across the globe. And before we go, just a reminder that you can find any of the programs that you heard today in their entirety at www.friendships.org. There you can download the entire program to a CD, burn it, use it in any way you see fit, or listen to it from your computer. We'll be looking for you next time on Radio Friendships, where we love to speak about the great and mighty God and the many wonderful ways throughout the world to serve Him. Have a great day, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.